This is Sunday morning, 7:12:20, Prophet's Corner Uncut. The name of this is Proof Through the Night. Proof Through the Night. I want to read to you just the first verse of the Star Spangled Banner. Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we held at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, or the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave, or the land of the free and the home of the brave? The Lord says, I give you this encouragement today that no matter how long the night may seem, old glory, the flag, the standard of this nation, the red stripes of my blood, the white stripes of my cleansing, and the field of blue that represents the night and the white stars are my angelic army shall never fail you. This nation that I have ordained to shine forth my glory shall not fall. The only fall that will be seen is the fall of the cabal. Even though many flags have been burned during the riots in the streets, just be assured that this nation stands strong. My America, the land of the free and the home of the brave, shall not be infringed. My angels are once again standing vigil over this nation because of what our president has done. I remember Kemp Clement saying the angel had to take off his protecting power over the Twin Towers because of the corruption of our leadership. Continue to speak. He said, once again, will an angel stand over New York and over different places in America? Continue to believe and speak, for you have already been assured victory. You win. You will prevail. You cannot go by what you see, for it looks bad. But Satan always puts up a big stink. He projects and makes it appear, though through his lies, that it is bigger than it really is. They'll make you think that everybody's thinking their way. All of this is a plan born of me, and you and this nation are assured victory. Trust the plan, my plan, for this ending of the church age and the transition of the kingdom age. Make no mistake, my kingdom come. Just a minute. My will be done is happening. Look up, be encouraged, for your redemption draws nigh. The best is yet to come. In any transition, there is some rocking of the boat. But just like I did in the same situation, I spoke, peace be still, and it was. So look on all the rocking and reeling that you're observing in your nation and around the world and speak peace. You will see the same results that I did. It is no accident that the flag is called Old Glory, for my glory is about to be seen like no one has ever seen before, and you, my warriors, are going to behold it with your own eyes. Just like Francis Scott Key beheld the flag after a long, tumultuous night, so will, O glory, my standard remain. Those who follow Satan are simply projecting his vision and plan. But you, sons of God, can override his plan at every turn. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Now I want to read to you the Battle Hymn of the Republic. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He hath loosed the fateful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Then, you know, the chorus. I have seen him in the watchfires of 100 circling camps. They have builded him an altar in the evening dews and damps. I can read his righteous sentence by the dim and flaring lamps. His day is marching on. In the beauty of the lilies, Christ was born across the sea with a glory in his bosom that transfigures you and me. As he died to make men holy, let us live to make men free while God is watching on. This was written by Julia Ward Howe in 1861. God gave it to her as she was lay sleeping, and she awoke and immediately arose and wrote it down. This was the time of the Civil War, a war against slavery. It became the song of the Union. Yes, the Union. That word keeps coming at us repeatedly. When Abraham Lincoln read the poem, he wept. The Lord gave me several years ago to speak the Unity Party, the party of the Union. The World Union was written on the forehead of the angel that visited George Washington at Valley Forge. Yes, Satan has tried through evil men to erase our history. I grew up believing that the Confederate Army was the righteous one and the Union evil. But just the opposite is true. The Confederate Army was actually the army fighting to keep men in bondage and slavery, just like the deep state today. This is our battle hymn of restoration of the Union. This nation was born because men and women from England fled tyranny of the evil Masonic Illuminati regime. Now we can see that this is God's nation, this American nation. Satan has fought long and hard to keep us under slavery, but God is marching on, and we are marching with him in this great end time battle. With this hymn on our lips, oh, thank God, we're about to see the end of Satan and his tyranny against humanity and about to enter into 1,000 years of peace where men are united, one nation under God, where all men are free. Total victory. To God be the glory. This is our battleground. Getting in agreement is speaking unity. Our petitions and confessions. We need to all be saying the same thing. A house divided against itself cannot stand. How did Joshua and Israel take Jericho? They all did and said the same thing under God's instruction. When they shouted, the wall fell. He said, don't say nothing for 7 days. Then when I say shout, shout, and the wall fell. All right, the 7 gatekeepers of the Constitution, I put here / the 7 angels over the 7 churches. Enemies since the JFK assassination have developed a strategy to divide and conquer for the select purpose of destroying the Constitution. This Constitution was born by God, the Holy Spirit. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish the Constitution for, not of, they changed it. The real Constitution says for the United States of America. This Constitution was inspired by the Holy Spirit. Here are the 7 pillars, or the gatekeepers. Form a perfect unity. Establish equal justice. Ensure the tranquility. Provide common defense. Promote the welfare. Secure blessings of liberty and safeguard our posterity. That's our children. The preamble to the Constitution is unity, justice, tranquility, defense, welfare, liberty, and posterity. This is exactly what President Trump is doing. He's been building back these gatekeepers. And these angels are returning to guard the gates of this nation. Because we're returning to God. We're taking it back. These 7 gatekeepers have been under attack. 1, unity. Black versus white. Male versus female. Liberal versus conservative. Rich versus poor. Any kind of division. Now it's transgender and LGBTQ, all this mess. Equal justice. For decades, our justice system has become unequal in the application of its laws. Money buys justice. In short, the justice system had been taken over by the deep state. Anyone willing to play the game gets a favorable outcome in the justice system, in other words, payoffs. While patriots bear the full weight of even more punitive discretion levied by the entrenched cabal, controlled lawyers and judges. What happened with Roger Stone is a prime example. And General Flynn. Tranquility. Healthcare destroyed, spying on Americans rampant, social unrest, weakened military, endless wars against made-up enemies, drug epidemic, big pharma lobby, big energy lobby, big insurance lobby, chemtrails, GMOs, deceptive media, LGBTQ, liberal professors in colleges. No peace. No tranquility. Common defense. Nothing is more clearly under attack than the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms. The only thing that has kept America from becoming Europe is the guns. Why? Because the cabal doesn't want the wrath of the patriots awake and activated. Also, a weakened military cuts at the heart of common defense. Number five, general welfare. Welfare has been turned into a job that only requires a couple times a year. The job, voting Democrat to keep the gravy coming. In other words, socialism. It is a modern-day robbery of American wealth with nothing in return but promise of more generational dependency. Opening the border and land all who come to be eligible for welfare is a major abuse. Number six, liberty. Doctors and scientists have discovered cures and have been killed in droves. My thought, no money in cures, only in sickness. Farmers being arrested for simply grazing their cattle. States forbid parents to discipline their children. Free speech under attack. Christian faith under attack. My thought here, crooked governors preventing gatherings of churchgoers but allowing BLM protest. Citizens being spied on in their homes. No privacy. That's internet. Number seven, posterity. Our children have been under attack since Roe v. Wade of 1973. Upwards of 60,000 babies have been aborted. Child trafficking, murder, torture, and rape have been rampant. Education manipulation for the ones who've survived. 18 years of indoctrination. They're not being taught anything. They're being indoctrinated. We the people are under attack. The Constitution is under attack. When it is gone, we have no defense. We can plainly see that our POTUS is fortifying the broken down gates of our Constitution with every executive order and everything he does. He is executing God's plan, and we as the church are backing him with our unity by decreeing. We in our confessions and petitions are restoring these seven gatekeepers. We must keep at it and not give up, for we are taking the land just like Joshua did. The walls of the cabal are falling. Just let this be a reminder of the devil's intent, lest we forget. God and his angels work with us as we continue to take back our land, this wonderful United States of America.